All right, back in studio with Ron Wolfley, the color commentator for the Cardinals. You can hear every Saturday on our sister station, Sports 98.7. I still try to see the peak.
Arizona Sports 98.7 FM. That's the way we like to punch it in the FM business. FM, Rosie.
FM.
I see, I called you Rosie. Now, okay, that's the first time that I called him Rosie here, right? I am so sorry. I apologize to you, but I told you, Romy, I was going to call you Rosie three more times. So that's the second time that I've called you Rosie since you showed up here. So we got one more. Where it's Romy.
I like that.
Where do you want to go in this beautiful part of the program?
We're through
right
preseason. Preseason. Does that mean anything, or is that just guys dusting the cobwebs
off? My goodness. Preseason is, I can't tell you how many veterans, all they want to do in a preseason game, they just want to get through it without suffering any type of injury. They just don't really... They don't really prepare for it. They just want to get through it. They want to endure it more than anything else. And most of the coaches, they're sitting there like, we got to do this. We got to take our guy, Carson Palmer. We got to run him out there onto the field. It's got to happen. But, man, we can certainly mitigate how many reps and how much exposure he's going to have in this game. And that's exactly what they do. Everyone knows it. Now, it's obviously a big deal, Romy, for a lot of the young guys that are trying to make a football team. But when you've got a team like the Arizona Cardinals as deep as they are, 1 through 53 on the roster, it's kind of a losing proposition. It's a difficult task because when you have a veteran-laden team that's Super Bowl caliber like the Cardinals have, it's going to be very difficult to make that team.
Now, on the field, both sides of the ball, you have 11 players. Starting on the offense, everyone knows Fitzgerald. That name is there.
Japanese fighting fish, that's what I call them. Deadly and single-minded of purpose.
I like that.
Yeah, well, you know, the Japanese fighting fish. That was some movie. What was that movie? I forget what it was. Naked Gun, I think.
Oh. we're going to have to look this up now. I'm curious.
Google it, my young crunks.
And what's a crunk?
It's a young kid, right, Romy? It's a young kid, basically. A kid that is,
Is that a New York
years
word?
Old
is that a...
No, it's actually a word I picked up from some of the guys in the locker room. Crunk! It's just kind of crazy, that kind of thing, my young crunks. Anyways, we digress on that. You asked me a valid question before that. What was it?
The key players on the offense. We have Fitzgerald.
Yes! It was the key players on the offensive side of the ball. We have Larry Fitzgerald, the Japanese fighting fish. Then, of course, Carson Palmer. The entire key, I think, schematically, when you start talking about scheme, I think schematically the entire key for the Arizona Cardinals in 2016 is to protect Carson Palmer. Protect Carson Palmer. So much of the time, and you could say this about any team in the NFL, if you lose your starting quarterback, your odds of winning playoff games go right through the floor. Now, the Cardinals are very, very fortunate to have a capable backup in Drew Stanton. But Drew Stanton has not had a very good preseason, and he still isn't as prolific, obviously, as Carson Palmer. Otherwise, he'd be starting. So they got to protect Carson Palmer. That's critical. And Carson Palmer, when you give him that protection, he is as good, Romy, as anybody in the league, period. And then after that, I have to say David Johnson. David Johnson, have you seen this kid, Romy?
I have not.
David Johnson, 6'2".
Is this the backfield? I'm a big fan of the run.
I'm telling you, I know that you are. 6'2", and I would say probably 230 pounds, roughly, somewhere in there. And he's running a 4.4. Do you have any idea what a projectile you turn your body into when you weigh 230 pounds and you're running a 4.4? I mean, smash your face. Think of a frying pan hitting a face. Think of that, and that's what David Johnson is capable of doing. That and, of course, making you miss because he's very good. As a matter of fact, I would say David Johnson is the passepartout of the Arizona Cardinals offense, the key that unlocks all locks for the Cardinals because he can run the ball and because you can motion him out of the backfield, Romy, and you can throw him the ball. He can run wide receiver routes down the field. He's got wide receiver hands. As a matter of fact, after the before the Cardinals drafted him out of Northern Iowa in the third round, he started his college career as a wide receiver because his hands were so big and because he could catch the ball so naturally. Well, he hasn't lost that ability in the least. He can beat you with the run, or he can beat you by catching the ball and then taking it 80 to the house. That's the reason why I say he is the key that unlocks all locks for the Cardinals going forward. Then
there's more.
You thought I was done? Are you kidding me? We're riffing. Are we not riffing here on a Saturday morning? Then you've got John Brown. John Brown running a sub 4.44. You remember me saying that David Johnson was fast because he ran a 4.44. That's incredibly fast for a man that big. But John Brown running like a 4.35. And then you've got J.J. Nelson as well, Skeletor. That's what I call him. Skeletor's running a sub 4.4 as well. And then you've got Michael Floyd. Yeah, Michael Floyd is the guy that everyone forgets about because you got Larry Fitzgerald, you got Carson Palmer, you got David Johnson, you got John Brown and J.J. Nelson running sub 4.4s. Which makes a defensive coordinator strap the diaper on and start bombing Imodium AD because of their speed. And it loosens everybody up in the secondary. And then you've got Michael Floyd running all these short to intermediate routes, breaking tackles and being very, very physical. The talent on the perimeter, the talent on the edge for the Cardinals is sick, for lack of a better way of saying it.
Well, I can see why you would have such expectations of being a Super Bowl contending team. Now, when I pick a team, when we do football pools at the office for fun,
yeah.
You
in a suicide pool where you pick one team, you can only pick one team?
No, you go through the whole roster
on
the weekend.
Yeah, okay.
But when I look at team versus team,
yeah.
I'll go through the roster, and because I don't have the luxury as a parent of four children under 12.
Oh, let me see. You're actually working, Romy? Is that what you're saying?
To
you're
dial
working
in.
And you're actually being a dad? Boy, you know what? You ought to wear that like a badge.
I don't know the teams well enough and the stats well enough. And
yeah.
I go through the roster, and I see which team has most SEC players in it.
You are such an SEC homer. You are, right? Because of the Louisiana thing, right?
Absolutely.
Were you actually born there?
No, I was born at Scottsdale Memorial Hospital.
Scottsdale. Boy, Scottsdale, Romy, is a long, long way from Louisiana.
It is. So that brings me to the defensive side.
Boy, I've hit
and
the wall here
defense
on a Saturday
side, morning. On the defense side, you have a couple of our LSU boys.
Yes. Patrick Peterson, of course, and the Honey Badger.
Now,
Tyron
both of
Matthew.
Them wore number 7 at LSU, and you have to be voted to wear that number in Tiger Stadium. So both of those guys were elected by their teams to wear number 7. That's a famous number
right.
on the defense side.
You know, honestly, I did not know that. I did not know that, and I should have known that, but I know this much. They certainly wore that number well, didn't they? Patrick Peterson is the best shutdown corner in the NFL right now. And I say that because most of the time there's a lot of teams, even though the league is changing and it's always in a state of flux, they're going to be playing man cover. And when you evaluate a corner, you're going to talk about man coverage and how good he is at man cover. Even though you've got corners like a Richard Sherman for Seattle that plays man and plays in a zone, a three deep zone, for the most part, when you talk about the best cornerbacks in the league, you're going to talk about man cover corners. And Patrick Peterson is a man cover corner of the highest degree. So I would pick him as a true shutdown corner, maybe the only true shutdown corner in the NFL. And then the Honey Badger is all about versatility.
Tell me we're going to stick it to Belichick this weekend.
Yeah, look, I can't guarantee you that, Romy. I cannot do that. He's my old coach, by the way. I played for him for 2 years with the Cleveland Browns in 92 and 93. I love the guy. I got a great deal of respect for him. He's just
but he's on the other side of the ball this
Lombardi of our era. That's what he is, but he's on the other side of the ball. I hope he slides the shorts on and pulls them up tight.
That'll look real good with his sweater hoodie tied down.
And I think he would understand why. In fact, I know he would understand why that is. I'd like to see the Cardinals win. So he understands that better than anybody else.
Are they going to be worth anything without Brady?
Oh, yeah. This is a good team, man. This is an excellent Patriots team. Their defense is very underrated, Romy. They're a top 10 defense. They've got an excellent front seven. They got an even better secondary, I would say. They've got a lot of young players in their prime defensively. I think they're very underrated because everyone talks about, oh, Tom Brady and the offense and Rob Gronkowski and the fact that, oh, the Patriots are so good offensively, and they are. But don't forget about that defense because it's a top 10 defense, and Bill Belichick prepares a team for a football game as well as anybody that has ever coached in this league.
So what are our keys to victory going to be? Keep honey badgering both sides of the ball?
You know, no, that's not going to be the case, you Louisiana homer. Once again,
you want Peterson on both sides
badger.
Of the ball? What about Mentor? We
Give
saw
it to
Mentor
Peterson.
On the line.
You know what? Your suggestion about Patrick isn't bad, though. I mean, this guy is a
he
freak
can
of
catch.
Nature.
I've
No, look, they're going to have to run the ball, I think, and run it well. They've got a starting right tackle, that being the Cardinals. His name is DJ Humphreys, and DJ Humphreys has had a very good preseason. He's a plus in the run game, but right now, as a rookie, he's got an awful lot to learn on that pass set. Technique-wise, he's got to get a lot better on his pass set. And anytime you're talking about protecting Carson Palmer, remember what I said earlier in the show. I was talking about that is the number one task for the Cardinals offense. Some would say the entire organization is to keep Carson Palmer upright. And if you do that, he's going to make other people pay. He's going to make your opponent pay. Well, DJ Humphreys has got to come through in a big way at right tackle. So I'm going to run the ball and protect DJ Humphreys a little bit and help protect Carson Palmer by protecting him. Does that make sense? Because I'm going to run it. So
it gets complicated after that.
It does. Just go back to the, a fire zone. Just, it's a fire zone. I can't believe all the fire zones. And then when people call you on it, you say, it's really technical. You'd be bored.
Now, at the beginning of the broadcast, you'd mentioned a lot of people picked the Cardinals to win the NFC.
Yeah.
Who's their biggest challenge they have to overcome in that?
Well, I would say that the Carolina Panthers are going to be very, very good this year. And I would say they don't have to look any further than their own division in the Seattle Seahawks. Seattle Seahawks, this team is loaded. The team is loaded. They have been for the last few years. The Cardinals did win the NFC West last year. They won the division, and they had a 13-3 record, right? But Seattle is good, and they played a very difficult place up there at CenturyLink Field. So I would pick those two teams to contend. But remember, it's a year-to-year proposition in the NFL. Anybody could win, Romy.
Ron Wolfley, color commentator for the Arizona Cardinals. Now, if you've never listened to football on the radio, I will tell you that is the only way I like to enjoy football. You can turn on, you have your national commentators that come in, but when you can tune in and hear the local guy talking, it makes the game so much more enjoyable. I always tune in. I stream LSU out of a Bayou 95.7
really?
Out of New Orleans to hear the local guys do the broadcast. If you're in Arizona and you want to hear the local guys broadcasting, hit mute on the TV and turn on Sports 98.7.
Right on, Romy. Thank you for that, brother. Appreciate it, man. This has been a lot of fun.
We're going to have you back at the end of the season, I think.
Okay, sounds
great. Maybe once in between.
Yeah, a riff session. Ron Wolfley goes deep within his own brain.